in light of the fact that we met with Minister Stephen Donnelly at Letterkenny Hospital just a few weeks back, this came as an absolute shock this morning. And one of the things that really, really upset, I'm talking particularly about me, was the fact that, again, it's the Galway-Dublin line and the hospitals below it. And the 15 high-volume inpatient day service procedures that are listed, we do a lot of these at Letterkenny Hospital. And here we're talking again about the government as allocating, I'm doing this off the top of my head, I think it's $350 million to the HSE and the National Treatment Purchase Fund to reduce waiting lists. Why isn't this money being put into Letterkenny Hospital? Mm. Why are Donegal patients being asked to travel? Because I can tell you myself, personal, from taking calls from patients who have been referred under the National Treatment Purchase Fund, it's primarily to private hospitals and other hospitals outside of Donegal, are not having positive experiences. Mm.
So is it clear at the moment, Betty, is it clear at the moment that Donegal, whether or not Donegal patients who are awaiting a planned operation will be sort of included in this, but not at Letterkenny University Hospital? Or
yes, well, I would assume, sorry, cutting across you, Greg, it's just that we fight so hard to keep our health services at Letterkenny Hospital and within the county for the people of Donegal. And we have our government and our Minister for Health and the Department of Health and all our elected representatives, respectfully, our Donegal ministers and deputies. And here every day, we don't hear anything good happening for Letterkenny Hospital. And, you know, it's always about the Galway-Dublin line and the hospitals below it. And if you look at the investment that's been made and the money that's been made available, why aren't we doing this at Letterkenny Hospital? We fought hard to get the cardiac service included this year. Remember when the mobile angiogram service was removed? And then they talked about taking it out of there. We looked at the a National Review of Specialist Cardiac Services. That was way back in February or March. So all the time, it seems to be what I personally have been saying for 13, 14 years. It's about taking key services out of Letterkenny Hospital. Mm. There's no investment been made into Letterkenny. The priority, yes, Greg, must be patients who are waiting and need their surgery. That has to be the priority. But again, we're back to the thing about the unique geographical position of Donegal.
Yeah, but we see it as that. They see it as a disadvantage. You heard, or maybe you did, the head of the HSC covering this region said that if people want certain care, they're going to have to be prepared to travel for it. So it looks like there's no policy change in the near future. But the people of the Northwest, because this includes Sligo, University Hospital also excluded, surgeries like ears, nose and throat, urology, orthopaedics, gynecological stuff, general surgery stuff, if they are on a surgery backlog, if they're lucky enough to get an appointment, then it's most likely to be in another hospital. They're going to have to go down to Galway or somewhere else. Is that really what this is looking like?
That's what it's stating, Greg. It's stating that if you're on the waiting list for any of those 15 high-volume inpatient day case procedures that they're talking about, that you must travel. We know recently a knee replacement patient who went out of the county to have it. When she got to the hospital, because she was in a wheelchair because of the state of her knee, the hospital didn't have a lift for her to get in and out of the bed. Mm. So she was sent back to Letterkenny. We could tell you stories about angiogram patients being sent to hospitals in Dublin. They went down three times. The hospital had no notice that they were coming. Now, again, people will always, I'm not saying that there aren't issues at Letterkenny Hospital around letters and referrals and all the rest of it, but it always comes back that it's seemingly Letterkenny's the hospital. But I know from dealing with problems that patients have had, it's not always Letterkenny Hospital. The majority of it is the hospitals outside of the county.
Yeah, but practically again, speaking, yes, Betty, speaking too, you know, like everybody's different and wherever these five surgical hubs might happen to be, how do we get there? How do a lot of people get there?
Yeah.
You know, how do they get up and down? We don't really have adequate public transport. You know, it just makes it very logistically difficult for people. And it's only because of geography. If you live in Galway, you're not having this conversation. This doesn't affect you. No. If you live in Mayo, you're not really that bothered. It doesn't really affect you. But if you live in the Northwest, or you live in Inishowen, mm-hmm. Dunloe, wherever it might be, we are being afforded a different health service to the rest of the country. That is it. The health tax on living in the Northwest, that's what we have to live with here. And worse outcomes. We know there's worse outcomes in certain areas as well. Yes. We know some people might even decline because of the hassle of travelling, having no one to help them. They mm-hmm. might decline an invitation for surgery. When does this end?
Well, no matter what way the government and the Department of Health and our politicians paint this up, the people of Donegal have been discriminated against throughout the years regarding health, Greg. There's no other way to say it. We have our unique geographical position. We don't have a motorway. We don't have all those transport links that the rest of the country has. And it has to stop. And again, I have written today to our Donegal minister and our Donegal deputies, and you know, I've told them that the plans are going ahead, and again, it's the Galway-Dublin line, and we're saying, you know, and they must object to this. All right. Enough is enough.
Can I play devil's advocate, Betty? Is it possible that there is a shortage of expertise in the areas that's required? It's not just the person conducting the operation, it's the support team around them. And that us in the Northwest, whether we like it or not, if you just include the four Northwest counties, let's put it like that, there mm-hmm. is not the critical mass that would allow us to have the correct team in to conduct these operations at an acceptable standard. Is that a possible explanation?
That is a possible explanation, Greg, yes. And we wouldn't question that one. But again, what we said to Minister, that we need Minister Donnelly and the Department of Health to be recognising the excellence that exists at Letterkenny Hospital, putting the funding in. You know, we hear about all the jobs being advertised and their positions aren't being filled at Letterkenny. Because every day, the only thing we hear about Letterkenny University Hospital is the negative. We don't, have you heard any minister or Department of Health or anybody else singing the excellence that exists at Letterkenny Hospital? Now, we did ask Minister Donnelly to do that. We're still waiting to hear it.
Well, maybe he feels he couldn't stand over those comments if he were to make them.
How come everybody wants to go to the big hospitals? Because that's a better step for them, I suppose, professionally and into the future.
We need to be positively discriminated against, because unfortunately we're discriminated against in a negative way. I think we in the Northwest need to be positively discriminated against to ensure that it's a more attractive proposition for someone to come up and work here. Because once they get here, they'll realise it's a lovely way of life. You've got, you know, pretty much all you need on your doorstep. We just need them to actively let people know that. If there's a role for us to do it in the community, tell us what we can do to try and assist in this regard. But something needs to be done, Betty.
Something, Jeff, and time's running out, Greg, because, again, we're coming in and, you know, at every year it's a negative impact on, and that's across the board. You know, all health services in Donegal are impacted. And again, you can't, if you're going for your hip replacement, your knee replacement or any of those things, you know, you're traveling 4 or 5 hours down the country. There's the accommodation, there's the cost, there's all those logisticas. And the thing is, if you're going for hip replacements or knee replacements, I know from the hip replacement one, that's not something that you're put out of the hospital the next day. Although I do know of a couple of hospitals that try to discharge patients 48 hours later. But again, our Donegal minister and deputies need to unite and start to sing very, very loudly for the people of Donegal regarding health services. We need Minister Donnelly to follow up on what he said, that he would talk about the excellence that was at Letterkenny Hospital. We never hear nothing. I'm just tired of it all, Greg, and I'm sorry if I sound rattled, but I am rattled.
Yeah, I just wonder where we're going. If this is our solution to one of the big problems, which is, you know, waiting lists for important surgeries, and it's generally accepted that they're not going to be provided in the Northwest as part of this strategy. You look at what else is going on. You look at us losing key staff in certain areas such as urology, and good luck trying to fill that position with the parting shot from the person that left it. No fault to him. Where does this leave Letterkenny University Hospital in 5 years? Unless we view the Northwest
I said it's about stripping key services out of Letterkenny Hospital. And if you look at all the key services, I mean, recently we were talking about the whole thing of the oncology department and the shortages of chairs. It's nearly like oncology at Letterkenny University Hospital was a victim of its own success. You know, but again, all the key services are being taken down the road. And we, for us in DACC, we've fought many battles. A lot of them people wouldn't even be aware of. I mean, we had the whole thing in recent years of we talk about the breast cancer unit, where the medical professionals in Galway made a decision that GPs in Donegal had to refer referral letters had to go to Galway, and they would decide who was seen at Letterkenny. We fought that. We fought so many battles. We fought the cardiac unit. You know, our politicians need to stand up, and they need to unite, and they need to shake up.
It doesn't work
the
like
Department
that. That's
the
lovely,
government.
Betty. I've called on that before. They can't even do it at council level. It doesn't happen. We'd love that. We'd love it to happen. But whatever happens when you start getting that salary into your bank account, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what happens in Dublin. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Greg, I said a long time ago that I think they were all personally very good people. I think they go up the road to Dublin and they shout very loudly about Donegal, and then they gently get tapped across the back of their hand, reminding them who they are and who pays their wages and all the rest of it. And the only time I hear them shouting is when it's not relevant to Donegal.
It's just like, it's so predictable. You know, minister can't really say anything. Former minister, say what you like. Backbencher, say what you like. Opposition, say what you like. As soon as you're a minister and you're in government, stop saying anything. You know, like, we are in for, after the next election, we're in for a very interesting political time in this county when we start to analyse what voices are we hearing on the radio, or what are we reading in the newspapers or anymore. Are those who were very vocal on all of this in the past going to be as vocal in the future if they're in a ministerial position? Will they be prepared to step outside party lines in terms of health? You know, like, there are certain people, because it's very easy, dependent on what position of politics you're in, it's very easy to say whatever you like. But the proof of the pudding is going to be in the eating in the not-too-distant future, and I just wonder what that pudding might taste like, and I look forward to it being served up as well, because we'll get a real insight into, you know, because it'll be, if there's a significant change in government, it'll be the first significant change in a very, very long time, and we'll get to see then where we're going. And I think that'll tell an awful lot about where we are going to be in this county in another 10 years.
Well, exactly with what you've said, because I've been wondering the same thing myself. Just wondering if there's a change, what the story will be. Will it be, you know, will everybody be as vocal as they are at present? But at the moment, it's about the people in Donegal who need urgent healthcare, who need these, are going to be left to travel out of the county again. You know, no motorway, no railway, no nothing. And again, it's just disgraceful.
And then when you turn up at a bus station, that you can often be told, sorry, no space is left on this bus, you know. So anyway. Yeah. All right, Betty, listen, we're making our contacts, Greg, as well.
Greg, with the day that's in it, it's very important. Can I just say, to show the excellence again that exists at Letterkenny Hospital, this morning I got a beautiful wee card from a lady who was a patient at Letterkenny Hospital, blah, blah, blah. And she was actually singing the praises of the staff at Letterkenny Hospital working in such difficult circumstances and all. And I think that's important. In the middle of all this, we must remember that the staff there are excellent.
I think people realise that. This texter says, my brother treated in Letterkenny Hospital last month, couldn't fault anything, treated first class. And I get that, and we understand that. And it goes without saying, but we say it every time we discuss this. The majority of people, I think it might be the majority, will go into that hospital up to absolute high dough, and they'll be treated and they'll walk out to get on with their lives, and they'll have nothing but good things to say about the hospital. And I respect that and understand that, and we reference that every time. But there are another group of individuals. There's another group of individuals that are struggling to get a proper diagnosis, that are sitting for hours in the ED, that are sitting in very uncomfortable conditions in elsewhere in the hospital. We have to give those people a voice as well, but it does not take away from the excellent work many, many of the staff are doing down there. And I hope it goes without saying, but we always like to mention it nonetheless. Thanks, Betty.
Yes.
Take care of yourself. Great. Thank you very much indeed.